Philadelphia selects from Gatineau, the Quebec Junior League. Whoopler, forget it. Giroux.
Fuck it, Henry. Let me score one tonight. Just one.
This is just one of the emerging superstars of the National Hockey League, folks.
F***ing right. F***ing right, boys.
I was there. It was a four games, man.
Talk about the young guns in the All-Star game. Claude Giroux, definitely one of them, as he was last year. Welcome back to Ottawa's OTR at the 62nd annual All-Star game. Claude, the draft. Do you like the idea of dividing teams up, of captains selecting the way they did it last year for the first time?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool for fans and even the players. It's a pretty good event, and just don't want to be last. That's the only thing.
But it kind of makes it fun, though, right? I mean, are you guys talking amongst yourselves who's going last?
Yeah, all the time. Pick choices, and I remember last year I was going down to the end, and I was getting pretty nervous at the end.
You were you were second half for sure. You were drafted in the 13th of 18 rounds. So were you starting to sweat? Like, please don't be me. Please don't be me.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I didn't know the captain, so it looked like they were picking like their friends or a teammate. So I was getting nervous for sure.
Do you know either captain this year, Alfredson or Chara?
No.
The draft is coming up in a couple hours, right? So yeah. What you do is you go out and you befriend him. You say, Alfie, big fan of yours. And, you know, that could work him.
Yeah, I'll probably take him out for dinner and maybe be nice to him. Yeah. Even if when we play each other, we're not best friends. So hopefully he can pick me early.
Okay, so of all the guys that are here, if you had to pick who you wanted to go last, who would it be?
Probably Scott Hartnell. I think it'd be pretty funny, and I don't know. He'd be pretty good at it.
And of course, you're saying that because you play on a line with him, and you're buddies with him, right?
Yeah, he's one of my closest buddy, and it would just be funny to see his face going last.
So if it's down, and you want to play against him too? Did I read that?
I would love to play against him.
Why?
Hartnell down. I don't know if you seen the Twitter, but he's gonna be everywhere falling, and I'd be. 5-on-4 out there.
Okay, let's play a bit of this famous new game show called Who Said This? What famous Russian goaltender said this? I'm very into the universe. You know, like, how was created? You know, like, what is it? You know? Who is that?
Javi Bullen.
Oh, that was great. I was wondering, is he going to throw in another Russian name? Of course, that's your guy, Ilya Brizgalov, right?
Yeah.
Now, you were front and center also in 24/7 because of your injury, but also because you had some really funny interactions. Have you watched all of the episodes?
I didn't watch the last one, but the first three I watched them, and it's pretty cool to see yourself on TV. But Briz put a pretty good show out there.
Do you guys make fun of him?
Not fun of him, but we talked about it, and I guess we made fun of him a little bit.
Who does the best Ilya Brizgalov imitation?
I don't even know. Maybe Scott Hartnell, I'd say.
Because he can do anything, right? You said that to me before, right?
Yeah, he can do anything, that guy.
When you talk to Brizgalov, do you ever go, God, I don't know what the heck that guy's talking about?
Yeah, maybe sometimes. Obviously, when he starts talking about the universe or, I don't know, he talks about a lot of stuff, and he likes to talk, obviously, and in the room, he's beside me, so he keeps me company during the game for sure.
I think I should ask you one more serious question, and that's about concussions, because not only did you suffer a concussion, but you have had this crazy number of concussions on your team. 7 or 8 players have been out or are out with concussions right now. It's a huge concern.
Yeah, it's a fast game out there. A lot of players do a lot of things that they don't want to, and I don't know, it's just... bad luck, I guess, and it's part of the game, and I guess we guys just gotta be not be careful, but just keep your head up a little bit more.
Do you get scared when you see a guy on your team, Chris Pronger, who obviously is really, really suffering right now, and think, wow, you know, like, I don't want that to be me?
Yeah, I actually saw him, and he wasn't doing very good at all, so makes you think a little bit to make sure that you're back, when you come back, you're 100%, and it's... We're obviously thinking about him.
And are you 100% now?
100%, yeah.
That's great.
I wouldn't come back if I wasn't.
Right. What was the worst symptom you had?
Just fatigue and headaches and just...
It didn't affect your sense of smell, did it? Okay. So, we read on Twitter that you are a fan of a certain food. What food is that?
Grilled cheese, probably.
Right. And we thought, you know what? Claude Giroux, all-star, one of the best players in the game. We got to. I like doing this because I feel like I'm the butler, right? Which has always been an ambition of mine. Voila! Known as the best grilled cheese, hold on, in all of Ottawa from a place called Stella Luna. Three types of cheese in there. Take a bite. Tell me how you like it.
Really, eh?
Three types of cheese, including freshly sliced Parmesan cheese. Now, you don't make stuff up. If it's not good, tell me it's not good. But if it's really good, tell me it's good.
It's pretty good. A lot of bread. I love bread, so.
Right?
It's a good shot. Pretty good.
Okay. So you give it a... Did you say good what there?
Good bread.
Before that, I wasn't sure if you I wasn't sure what you said, but we'll play back the tape and we'll see. Anyway, you enjoy that. You continue to do so, and congratulations, because when you talk about guys you want to see in the All-Star game, it's a guy like you, Claude Giroux. Thanks for doing this, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.